So welcome to our special series of shows here. It's an absolute honour to be hosting TEDx Dalt-Vila once again. My name is Jo Yule. I'm going to be on stage on the day with all of our incredible speakers. So for the very first edition of today's show, we are joined by Ireland resident, born and bred, Mr. Rolf Blackstad. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good afternoon. And thanks for having me on.
It's an absolute pleasure. We're all very, very excited to see you on stage in just a few short months' time. I can't believe how quickly the whole thing has come around. Tell us a little bit, obviously, about, you know, what you do here on the island for people that have never met you or seen your work.
Well, as you mentioned previously, born and bred on the island, and at, I guess now, you know, since the early 70s, so many, many changes since then. So I've seen, you know, the island experience lots of change, and so I'm I run an architectural office and a design consultant's office on the island, and we specialize in interpretation and reimagination and evolution of traditional architecture for the modern world.
I mean, if people are driving around Ibiza, they're probably going to witness some of your work in terms of, you know, the reimagination, as you said, of the old finca, for example.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully, actually, they sort of blend in very much with the old houses and into the landscape and do not stand out too much.
They definitely do not. They're a work of artistry, purely. I've seen many on a hike around the island, and I'm a big, big fan of your work. In terms of, you know, growing up on the island, you know, what was that like, and how did your kind of imagination get captured, I would say, in terms of the work that you do now?
First of all, thank you. And yeah, I mean, growing up on the island, it's more and more I'm aware of what an amazing experience it's been, in the sense that I did catch the tail end of really Ibiza as it had been for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years, many generations, with very, very, very unchanged, and can now relate still to the local people and inhabitants in a way that would be hard to understand coming in more recently. And ever more, I feel more to extremely lucky to have been able to have grown up in the rural areas in the country, with very, you know, very, very basic living. I mean, we didn't have electricity. You know, running water was an effort, and you know, life was just so different. And the neighboring farms were, you know, even more basic than you know what we experienced. And I guess what you would consider important has changed so much during this time. And I mean, not to say that I would, you know, go back to that, but it was, I do feel very lucky to have been able to have experienced it and not have had to make the choice myself.
That's a nice way to put it, I think. And, you know, I think obviously none of us have had the privilege of seeing the kind of rusticity that you refer to in terms of the way that people were living, you know, back then. But obviously your father's book, for example, that I had a little browse in once upon a time when we very first met, you know, really refers to his kind of passion for nature and going off into the woods and the wild and camping wild and really not seeing, you know, many other forms of life at that time, no roads, you know. Obviously that was kind of part of where your artistry began, through the kind of familial connection and heritage of the styles of building that you guys have created. And you know, is that something that you also kind of feel inspired some of your work that you guys create as an agency?
Well, I think for a start, you know, having grown up and being surrounded by these houses, which were actually part of working farms, so they weren't, you know, exclusively treated as homes. They were actually part of a functioning farm and were part of it. So I look at this from a slightly different angle, which is I don't look at it so much as the aesthetics of the buildings as much as their historical, you know, use, and how that is actually, you know, needs to evolve as the way we use our houses change. And in that sense, it's not an aesthetical exercise as much of a living exercise, in that the old fincas, if left as the way they were, is you have to adapt your lifestyle to the house you're living in. And what we're looking for is to adapt the house to the way we live.
What's your preference? Do you think we should be adapting the way we live to kind of keep these traditional structures in place, or is it just not realistic these days?
Well, I don't think, yeah, exactly. You know, it's probably not realistic, and I don't see why we should. I mean, you know, we evolve, life evolves, and everything should evolve around it. You know, it always has. It's just a continuation. And I think, if anything, it's just finding, you know, a balance of, you know, not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and rescuing all of the useful elements in the old fincas that would still be pertinent to the way we build and live today, but of course, you know, changing it for our modern needs.
What's the most kind of positive architectural, creative change or vision that you've seen come to life over the last, you know, let me give it a distinct number of how many years you've been doing this, but a very long time?
Well, I mean, my father started in 1967. I've been probably, you know, I was roped in at a very young age. I think, you know, started in the summers when I was 13, you know, on the building sites. And so I've been, you know, in the office for, you know, a good 30 years now. I think what's actually very interesting is in relatively recently is there has been a big change in how we're looking at, you know, these old houses and reconsidering them as how they would be useful for us today in this modern age. So, you know, as everything, the, you know, styles and tendencies are, you know, come and go. And we happen to also coincide right now in that there is a distinct tendency towards sort of more traditional styles. And I think this is being very helpful in the introduction of traditional building and architecture into modern building, in that it's, you know, more acceptable, and that it's becoming more respected.
It is, and ultimately will, I think, evolve even more, and will always be one of those art forms, I think, that is very much adhered to in terms of, you know, the way that, you know, building kind of needs to have some sort of lineage, some sort of heritage, and we are not really allowed to, you know, go out and build willy-nilly on this island. It's quite a process to go through, I think, in terms of the way that the laws are made, so it's quite complicated to do what you do. I mean, you know, the theme of this year's TEDx Dalvila is obviously future footsteps, and obviously you've followed in your father's footsteps into kind of the same world of work. What would you like to see, you know, come next in terms of the future footsteps of the island? What would you, you know, what progress would you perhaps like to witness, and particularly in the world of architecture?
Well, my father followed in the local inhabitants' footsteps, in that he arrived at a time when they had, you know, the island was changing, and he picked up the baton and kept the tradition alive. And I'm just one more. I'm just holding the baton, and I'm waiting for the next relay, someone to pick it up from me, and that it continues to evolve. And I'm sure that, you know, it'll only get better. The thing is it really has to be focused on not so much from an aesthetic point of view as much as within a more holistic view of, you know, how we're living.
Are there any songs that you feel could reflect this particular narrative that your father has kind of been weaving in terms of, you know, this traditional and this real, I think, ritualistic way that he went about, you know, very much observing, as you said, the local inhabitants and the way that they lived their lives and the kinds of lifestyles that they actually had and lived here, you know. Is there something that, you know, one track that you might be able to say could have felt like the soundtrack to your childhood, perhaps?
What most comes to mind were the Sunday afternoons radio. They would be mainly elderly people would be interviewed, and they would sing in their local dialect. And I would say anything that would be on a local band that was called Ook.
I have actually heard a song actually by Ook. It's the theme tune to one of my favourite podcasts on the island that Joanna Ruby created called Theatre of the Ancients. And I know exactly the song, well, specifically one of their songs that you refer to. And it's a thing of beauty, but very, very unusual. And if Open Lab managed to find it, I'll be extremely impressed.
I'm sure you will.
Amazing. And lastly, obviously, just give us the title of your talk and maybe just a really brief little teaser. We can't go into great detail, but obviously people want to know, what is Rolf Blackstad talking about on stage here at TEDx Dalvila this year?
Well, probably a little bit what we've already spoken about, which is the title is Ibiza, the Island Time Forgot. And in a sense, you know, how the island changed so little until, and you know, it's massive change now since, you know, the 1960s. And so it's slightly about, you know, what the island was like and the origins of its architecture and how we're focusing on it now.
Okay, very interesting. I can't wait to hear that live and direct on the day from the side of the stage where I'm also going to be hosting. I think, you know, lastly then, how are you feeling about the fact that TEDx Dalvila has come to an island like this? I mean, that's a pretty future looking thing that perhaps maybe 10, 20 years ago, we never would have maybe thought of Ibiza as being a destination to be hosting TEDx.
Well, The answer to the first question is absolutely. I'm humbled and slightly overwhelmed, it's extremely interesting. And that is another point. Is how Ibiza has become, you know, once again a focal point, and that, you know, opens up the possibility to spread a message. So I think also extremely grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm very excited to see your talk on stage on the day. As you said, it's exciting and it's also a little bit nerve-wracking perhaps.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you too.
Thank you so much, Rolf Blackstad, here in our series of TEDx Dalvila Future Footsteps preview radio shows.
It's the Reset Rebel. It's the Reset Rebel. It's the Reset Rebel. Coming to you every day.